California school district votes to ban boys from girls' sports. The Redlands Unified School District approved a resolution to ban boys from competing in girls' sports after a raucous discussion on the topic by community members. In a more than five-hour board meeting on April 22nd, parents, students, and community members argued their positions in regards to a resolution titled Supporting Title IX and Fairness in Girls' Interscholastic Sports. In certain instances, crowd members interrupted speakers, while others could be seen shaking their heads while those with opposing views spoke. Several security guards were at the meeting, and at least one remained next to each speaker as they let their views be known. The board ultimately approved the resolution in a 3-2 vote. Board members later in the meeting considered censuring a member of the board as debate on cultural topics on numerous fronts boiled over. The board has also floated controversial new library policies, as well as a policy curtailing use of the LGBT rainbow flag on campus. The board's vote does not create a binding policy for the district's athletics program, which serves high schools such as Redlands High School and Citrus Valley High School. The district altogether serves more than 20,000 students in the Inland Empire. It's fair. It's about ensuring that our daughters who train, sacrifice, and give everything to their sport are not robbed of the opportunities. That's not discrimination, said Sonia Shaw, mother of two female athletes and president of Chino Valley Unified School Board. Being here tonight is upsetting. It's upsetting because we shouldn't have to be here, said another public speaker. We shouldn't have to come here to say we need to save girls' sports. We shouldn't be begging for common sense. Others spoke out against the resolution, arguing it was a waste of time and resources. Candy Olson proposed the resolution and was joined by Jeanette Wilson, as well as Board President Michelle Rendler, in backing the resolution. The resolution was similar to one state lawmakers earlier this month voted down. The state's legislation would have been binding, requiring male student athletes who identify as transgender female to compete on sports teams consistent with their biological sex. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, 66% of Americans think that transgender-identifying athletes should play in sports based on their sex. The Redlands Unified School District Board vote came almost a year after the Department of Education concluded a 19-month-long investigation that the district violated Title IX when it failed to handle nearly 75% of reviewed sexual assault and harassment complaints between 2017 and 2020.